Hello everyone, welcome to episode 104 of the Crick Picks podcast. I'm Varun Alvakonda and I'm joined by Saurabh Samani and Shayan Ahmed Khan. Today's episode of Crick Picks is on the greatest IPL innings ever, or at least our favorite, the best, whatever the hell you think it is probably that. And our job is very simple, it's just to annoy you guys with our picks. Gentlemen, any thoughts?
We are going to miss a whole lot of innings. So I think your objective of annoying people will be met, more than met, because I'm sure the comment section will be filled with how did you not pick this? How did you not pick that? So I'm looking forward to that.
And as always, comments will be calm and reasonable about it as well.
They always are.
They always are, yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, forgot to say, this is a snake style. Is this a snake style draw? This is snake style draw for the old. Goes 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1. I'm going first, I think.
You are first. Shayan is second. I'm third.
Yeah. Yes. So I'm just going to go purely vibes with this. I'm taking Talas 84 or 48 versus RCB.
Oh my God.
In the famous game where they lose by one run. Yeah, yeah. I don't care about objectivity with this podcast. I'm going with my favorite. It is by some distance my favorite MS Dhoni innings in the IPL. And the 2019, you'd also say, was the last time MS was an actual batter in the IPL and not like a post-credit scene. not a cameo, right?
So your first pick is something that didn't make my list.
That's fair. I think that's understandable.
Yeah. Which one was this? This was in Chennai. Oh no, in Bangalore.
Bangalore, yeah, yeah. Mm. This is the one that Neely chases 26 versus Amish.
Oh, right, that in. Match. Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so you picked in a losing cause. The first pick, the greatest IPL innings is in a losing cause, and it's not a century. It's, I like
sir.
It.
Sir.
That's fair, more than fair. Yeah.
Who's next?
All right, then.
You're next, Shan.
Yeah. It's my turn. I'll go with Chris Gayle 170 pretty much. I was expecting Varun to pick that as the first obvious one. Not just because it is the highest score, but because it is also the fastest IPL 100. And getting there in 30 balls back in 2013, that was just something really ridiculous to me, I think. And it was also, I think if you remember that game, I think it's Bhuvi and another bowler. I can't remember
Luke
who.
Luke Wright.
But they don't go for any runs, but
Luke
still.
Wright, Luke
yeah,
Wright.
Luke Wright, exactly. I was thinking, but I was not sure. Yeah, so those two didn't go for any runs, and still RCB managed to score 263. So I think that
and
was
we can
quite
all
ridiculous.
Blame Dilshan for them not making 300.
Yeah, and that was also the IPL record for quite some time, right? I think until the recent seasons, them getting there, and it was a pretty big deal. So the whole thing of 263 and 49 was always there with RCB, that they had the highest score and the lowest score, and Chris Gayle was, funnily enough, part of both of those innings. And I think 175, I think that has to be the best innings for me.
You know what would be...
I think that's why you have to put it up there, right?
Yeah, that should have been the first pick, Varun, but...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, have to go rogue sometimes.
You know what would be great is if RCB get the new record, which is 263 plus 49. So they make, what would that be? 312. That would be the new record. They breach 300 and they do it with 263 plus 49.
Indeed. Impact of plus 95 for that knock, by the way.
Is that wow. I'm assuming that's the highest impact ever for any IPL knock?
Yes.
Hmm. Yeah, it has to be, I think.
Okay.
Or at least close.
So, is it my turn?
Yes, you have two picks.
Okay. So, I did some amount of research before this. I used the help of Cricinfo's Smart Stats. Yeah. I was very kindly given the list of highest impact innings by Smart Stats. So, I used that to help me whittle it down a little. I still have more than 15 that I want to pick. But I at least, got hold of some of them that were not maybe so famous. So what I'll do is I'll pick the first one will be one of the open goals. So I'll go Suresh Raina's 87 in the 2014 qualifier 2.
Yeah.
Which actually would have beaten Gayle for the quickest 100 if that run out hadn't happened, if George Bailey had missed. And or Varun wants to blame Brendan McCullum for that. That is completely fair. We can blame... Actually, it's the season to blame him, right? So we can actually blame him for whatever has happened. But that was hitting of a quality and cleanness and level that I don't think has been replicated in the IPL. Like, of course, Gale and, you know, the McCallum in the first match. And there have been a lot of, you know, Abhishek Sharma, Travis Head, Heinrich Klassen. All of these guys, Knox, have been there. But a lot of that, you feel, is, you know, slightly finesse married to brute force or power or something. Or, you know, or Andre Russell, Pollard, whoever. This one was just clean hitting, but it didn't seem... Like, when I was watching it, it didn't seem as if there was a lot of power. Of course, there was. But it just was so clean that it just sort of whistled off the bat. It was amazing to watch. And I thought, which was unthinkable then, that he would chase down 230. And I thought, like, here we go. Chennai make yet another final. And everyone is going to say again that, oh, it was fixed. Because they barely made it to the playoffs that year, I think. Like in many years, they sort of just scraped through and made it to the playoffs, because they were
good that season. What happens is
there
is another knock which may or may not be picked that moves them from 2 to 3. I think they were always well ahead. I think they lose 3 in a row, but they were never out of the playoffs race in that season.
No, they were not.
I think
not,
2012,
right,
that
right.
is when RCB bottled it.
2012 yes.
is when RCB bottled it and easily let them through.
2010 is when Dhoni punched his helmet and got them over the line in the last match.
Yes.
And all that. Yeah. Right. Okay. My mistake. But for my money, Kolkata Knight Riders and Punjab Kings, or Kings XI Punjab as they were called, were clearly the two best sides in that IPL. And they deserve to be in the final. But Raina single-handedly would have prevented that if he wasn't run out. So Raina 87 is my first pick, and for my second there are a couple of open goals, but I'm thinking I'll pick some of the non-open ones so that I get those picks in, and I'll leave the open goals to you guys. I'll pick a Virat Kohli knock. It's a Virat Kohli 113. Quite astonishingly, but it is not the 113 he scored against Rajasthan Royals, which came off 72 balls. It is the 113 he made against Punjab in 2016. That was the reason I'm picking it, is for two. I don't know if it ranked. I mean, of course, it would have had a good impact, but I don't think it ranked in the top 10 also for impact. But it was in a 15-over match. He made 113 of 50 balls. And he did it with a hand that was so badly cut that you can't hold a spoon with that hand. So I have seen, you know, images of what the injury was like. It was terrible. It was just, I mean, and I remember at that time, 2016, thinking that his season is done. Instead of the season being done, he just came out and hit a, you know, 113 of 50 balls. In that knock, I think he had some 11 stitches or something, if I remember, and all in this small portion of the hand. You know, so deep the cut was that it needed 11 stitches in that portion. So just for that, which doesn't count, you know, in any impact scores or something, like how, with what sort of injury you have done it, and RCB were also facing, like, you know, virtual knockouts in all of their last few league matches. They needed to keep winning to qualify. Yeah. So there was that added pressure. So just because of that, and because we can't have this list without picking one Virat Kohli knock, unless we want our houses to be stoned. So I'm doing the honors and I'm picking that one. That is my it's weird. My favorite Virat Kohli knock is 113, and my least favorite one is also 113. So I'm picking the one I like.
Understandable. It's back to Cheyenne again.
Back to Cheyenne.
Yeah. I don't think I would have picked it so high. Yeah, but no, I would have probably mentioned it as one of my...
It's not...
Because I remember following that season.
I love that knock, but I don't think it's...
It's not fourth.
It's in the top 10, 415,
It's not fourth for me. Yeah. I just picked it so that it's there in the list.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Understandable again.
Yeah.
All right then. Looks like I have the next one. I think I'll go with the final innings. I'll go with Shane Watson, 117 in the 2018 final. And what makes that innings ridiculous is that of the first 10 balls, he didn't even score a run. And correct me if I'm wrong, that was the other season. 2019 was the season where he was not making any runs and then he turns up in the final, right?
Yeah.
I think he still had an impact in 2018. But the fact that stepping up against that SRH bowling attack, which was very much, I think, back then a bowling team. So performing against them in the final, against chasing down a decent score in a final, like, I think we have to talk about that innings for sure. And anything specific that you remember, probably if you covered that game, Saurabh?
No.
What stood out to you? Probably the way he took down Sandeep or Rasha that later
point. I wasn't at that game. But I also had that very high. And, because it was in the final and not because of the final tags that were by high pressure.
Exactly.
But because typically the teams that make the playoffs are the ones who are the best performing in that IPL season, right? If you look at just the squads, everybody has a good squad. But it all depends on that season's form and who has the breakout season that year. So if you have reached the final, you have had a lot of things going right for you that season and a lot of quality. So against that, if you make a big score, I would give that a little bit extra weightage. So that one was pretty high up for me also.
So he makes 43 of 16 against Sandeep Sharma. 31 of 11 against Siddharth Kaul. Against Shakib, he goes 8 for 3. And against Rashid, he goes 14 of 10. So I think he doesn't actually take down Rashid to that extent. But it's the two Indian paces that he really goes after. And Bhuvi, he plays out comfortably 3 of 10. So again, Watson qualifies as one of those intelligent T20 batters for me. I think his numbers don't always look the prettiest, especially in the IPL, I would say, where I think he has an average of 32, strike rate of 133, which might be worse numbers than you remember him for. But it's the fact that his impact as an all-rounder and then probably across T20 cricket in general, he has pretty solid numbers as a batter too. But I think it was this ability of his to, really perform when it mattered the most. I know this sounds a bit cringe at times, but the fact that he has done it over and over again across tournaments, the ironic thing is that he actually flopped for RCB back in 2016 with the ball and couldn't finish it with the bat. So that thing will always be there for RCB fans. But yeah, I think...
I mean, in his defense, he was their best bowler in that tournament. That bubble had to burst at some point.
Yeah,
unfortunately, it burst all over their face in the final.
Whenever people used to...
Yeah.
The thing is, whenever people used to diss RCB and they used to be like, oh, Shane Watson was their main bowler, I used to be like, guys, he had a good season. It's just that he flopped in the final. He wasn't bad for them as such with the ball.
Shane Watson is a good bowler, It's not like you're having without any disrespect, you're saying Shivam Dubey was your best bowler in the season. Shane Watson is a proper bowler. So it's fair.
But how much money I'd pay to see Shivam Dubey be CSK's best bowler this season, man?
Unlimited.
Do you know how much would have to go wrong for that to happen?
Or how much would have to go right? Imagine Shivam Dubey suddenly becomes... he has the height and the build for it. He suddenly becomes this beast.
Dibli dobla.
So I have back-to-back picks. And the problem is I have no idea which direction to go in. They're all over the place. So I feel like we have to pick this knock. I'm going Baz's 158, right? It's the knock that begins everything.
Yeah.
It deserves to be on this.
Yeah.
Should have gone up sooner, but still.
It was second or third for me. It comes second or third for me. But it's just that, I didn't pick it because of reasons.
Yeah. Because it's a bit crazy, right? I don't think any other league would have had such a strong start to a tournament.
Yeah.
Like, who knows what would have happened to that thing that played a big part in IPL becoming what it is, isn't it? Even though he was absolutely useless for KKR after that game, but still.
Yeah.
Warren, right, what about resources? How many wickets did they lose in that innings?
I think they only lost three, didn't they?
Exactly.
That's true. By the way, before we go back, we'll just take a quick break, and then once we're back, come back, we'll go through it. Everything again.
I have traveled the cricketing world, and so I've collected two things: the phone numbers of random taxi drivers and overseas SIM cards. Rideshare apps have fixed the first part, and Sally is doing the second. Now, all you need is their eSIM on whatever plan works for you. You activate it, and you can use it anywhere in the cricketing world. It helps you save money. It is a global solution to a global problem. Stop fiddling with tiny sims and get the one that does it all. Go to Sally.com Good Areas and use the code Good Areas to get an exclusive 15% off your first purchase. Fly free with Sally.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Combox. I actually forgot I have another pick.
So, I was going to say that.
Fuck it, I'll take it. Yusuf Pathan, 137 balls. Give it to me.
Yeah.
It had to go in this list.
It was.
That knock was so incredible. I only recently found out there is a streak, by the way, where he hits 11 boundaries in a row.
Whoa.
He hits 54 of 11. There's a... It was. Yeah. They never should have chased it. But they come so close and he gets run out, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, but it's, again, it was the fastest 100 till Gale. In fact, Gale actually goes past it, right, in 2013.
Yeah.
It was incredible. Like, yeah. Again, I'll continue. And that is my Yusuf Pathan picks for the day done. I fulfilled my duty as a Yusuf Pathan super fan.
You know what Shane Warne said, right? After the innings, he said, that's the greatest innings I've ever seen. That this is Shane Warne in 2010. After the career he has had, after the test matches he has played and seen, he said that was the greatest innings he had ever seen. I mean, of course, he was bigging up Yusuf Pathan at that time, but he just came out and said it at the post-match presentation. You know, that was the greatest innings I've ever seen. So,
love it. Shayan, it's you, I believe.
Fair enough. That. I think I also had that knock on my list. I don't know. I had no idea about the order after the first few anyways. I mean, that's fine. But now I'm confused between two innings from 2016, actually, and two of the best batters, I mean, after Virat, including Virat, maybe you can say, of that IPL. And they played brilliant innings in the playoffs. But I'm not sure which direction I'm supposed to go to. Am I supposed to go with the innings that I really love, like one of my favorite innings of all time, or the innings, you know, that is not as hyped, but was probably at the same level, if not better, won by David Warner in that in the qualifiers of that playoffs. So I think since I've gone with one RCB pick already, I think I'll go with David Warner this time, and let's spread it out a bit more evenly. And David Warner's 93. So the most incredible thing about that innings was that I think in that top six, nobody even makes, you know, 20 runs until towards the end. It's Bipul Sharma who comes in and gets 26. Yeah, so exactly. So if you just read out their scorecard, it's 0, 11, 8, 4, 8, 10. And then it's Bipul Sharma who gets 27 of 11. So David Warner gets 93 of 58, 11, 4, 6, 6s. And that was against a decent Gujarat team, right? I mean, they made the playoffs. They had RCB, in complete, utter trouble. And then obviously even SRH, they had SRH in trouble, right? It was just Warner who kept going from one end. Otherwise, they were also constantly losing wickets from the other end.
Imagine you do really well and you go up against peak David Warner and peak AB de Villiers. Like, what the hell can you do at that point? Yeah. Right? You've got a feel for them.
That is also crazy.
Yeah. Gujarat Lions. Yeah. Do you remember the interesting thing about Gujarat Lions and Rising Pune Supergiant, right? It was at that time?
Rising Pune Supergiant.
So, BCCI had like a reverse bid for the teams where the lowest bid wins the team, because the lowest bid is what BCCI will pay you for as the revenue for those two seasons. So people were like, you know, you could bid like 5 crore, 10 crore or something. Both of these guys bid negative, so they paid BCCI for the privilege of owning the team for just 2 years. and you knew it was going to be 2 years because the ban for CSK and RR was just 2 years. So they paid BCCI for those 2 years. So basically it was like a expensive advertising campaign for the owners and the brands. I don't know how much it worked, but yeah.
Who even owned Gujarat Lions, dude? I don't remember.
Intex.
Clearly
the Intex. Do you remember this company that makes TVs and stuff? Intex.
Okay.
They're the ones who owned Gujarat Lions.
Sounds familiar, I guess. Yeah. Index.
Obviously, Pune, we know who owned them.
Yes.
That's obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Who can forget that?
Yeah. So, I have two picks, right?
Yeah.
I'll go for
one
of the ones that Cheyenne was going to go for, because I'm going to fill my picks with RCB-related stuff. So, now, there's actually two AB de Villiers knocks in 2016 that I really, really like. I'll go for the qualifier one knock, which was I need to check how much he scored. 79 of 47. 79 of 47.
46.
Impact of plus 61, by the way, for that knock.
Amazing. Yeah. I mean, and not surprising, right? Plus, following my earlier logic of if you're doing it in a qualifier, you're doing it against a high-quality side with players in form. And in that match, I think even Gujarat didn't bat particularly well. You know, even they had Dwayne Smith of all people, hitting 73 from number four, and it was, and the next highest score was 26. And RCB, of course, were 29 for 5 in 5.3 overs. Exactly. Like in the power play, they were 29 for 5. They had lost Virat Kohli, Chris Gayle, KL Rahul, Shane Watson, and Sachin Baby. So AB was basically had to completely do it by himself. The next highest score is, oh, Iqbal Abdullah made 33 at the end in a partnership with him. Yeah.
Iqbal Abdullah.
but that was an outstanding outstanding innings under great pressure and everything. And you know, some people keep saying that, oh, AB doesn't perform in the knockouts, AB doesn't perform in the knockouts. This is the first knock that should shut them up. Exactly. That, you know.
But then, you know, Saurabh, a good knock doesn't count unless it's in the final that you win. Always remember that.
No. I'll tell you another logic for this. No. I have heard people say this, that this is the qualifier one. You can still lose and make it to the final. So.
Oh, wow.
Obviously, I mean, I have used this very innings to defend De Villiers. And the other one is obviously the one against Rajasthan, right? Where in the eliminator in 2015, he makes runs against Sunrisers. Again in 2020, he makes runs in the eliminator. So the whole thing of AB not turning up in playoffs for RCB was obviously nonsense. Yeah. So, I mean, not really worth paying any heed to.
So the other knock that I'll pick is David Miller's century against RCB. So if it's not for RCB, I'll pick one against RCB. So I think that one also had to be there, right? Like that was the announcing of David Miller. That was the match that gave birth to the, if it's in the arc, it's out of the park. If it's in the V, it's in the tree.
Miller.
So Miller's
Kilo what? Miller, of course.
101 in 2013, right? That was?
Yes.
Yeah. So I think that had to be part of the top 15. Outstanding knock. Of course, he had one dropped catch, but still, you know, he made it count and how. So those are, my two picks done. Back to you, Shan.
All right, then. I think I will go with another Yusuf Pathan innings.
Oh, we have two Yusuf Pathan ones.
I will go with the 72 of 22 balls innings. Yes, this is now a Yusuf Pathan propaganda.
My only issue with that innings is he dropped like about 12 times in that innings. That's my only issue with that.
I don't care, dude. He takes down Dale Steyn when they need 45 of 20, right? And that is the innings that propels them to the top two spot. 45 of 20 to make the
That's
top
also
two, right?
Why it's I hate that innings. Because as a match, CSK fan, that's the reason CSK don't make top two. But I guess that's also the reason we see Raina 87. So I'm conflicted.
Yeah, I think we have to talk. But 2014, dude, what was happening in 2014? Didn't we have some crazy innings? And
yeah, we did.
Obviously, we were talking about this one of the lives with Deepak as well. The Mumbai versus Rajasthan. Not with Deepak, with Behram, I think. The Mumbai versus Rajasthan game where I got confused with some of the order or something. But yeah, I remember watching that game live also, in fact.
Actually, I was wrong about two innings of AB in 2016. One of them was in 2014. So 2014 had one AB masterclass also, which is slightly under the radar. Yes.
Against Dale Steyn?
Against
that's Dale the Steyn. One. He gets 23, I think.
Yes,
and in 2012, he gets 22 versus him.
Yeah,
I want to say yes.
Yeah,
yeah. Correct. So okay, it's not so much under the radar. You guys both got it immediately, but yeah.
Sorry, I forgot what you just picked. Yusuf Pathan.
Yusuf Pathan. Yeah,
72.
Yeah, I picked Yusuf 72 of 22.
Who was this? SRH, right? Yeah.
SRH. Yeah.
Yes, Dale sir. I think this is my last two picks now.
Yeah.
I'll actually pick, I think, unless, a knock that doesn't get picked.
Unless we decide to make it an 18 knock podcast.
We can always do it. We got some plenty of, I think we're going through this much faster than I thought we will, by the way. So I'm more than happy with it.
Yeah,
we can do that.
Yeah, anyways, I'll actually take Saha in the 2014 final.
Interesting.
It's an incredibly under the radar knock.
Yeah.
Because Vora is absolutely useless on the other end, right?
Yes.
For most of the innings.
Yes.
And it's unbelievable that, like, again, Sean, now resources comes in. Right? You're in the final. It's a good batting pitch. You fuck about for about 10 overs, right? When you're only one wicket down. Right? It's crazy because what does he make? 114, I want to say. Like, I remember thinking, what the hell is he actually doing here? He goes crazy in that final, right?
114, I think that's what he made, yeah.
And do you guys know there's actually a quote where I think we discussed this on one of the IPL final lives where he says that my 35 at Adelaide actually means more than an IPL final century. So
he's a purist, man. Yeah.
He's an absolute purist.
Makes sense, yeah, man. completely.
And my second pick, I feel like, do I just take this picture just to annoy Cheyenne? That's what I'm thinking. Is that worth it in the end?
Okay.
Because it's
okay. I think I know what you're talking
there's
about.
There's two I could pick versus RCB. Right? I think I'll take Pollard's 70 or 47 in 2017. Right, that's the Samuel Badri hat trick game.
Great one.
Yeah,
they were I think eight for four and 33 for five after 9 hours, and they win with like an over remaining because Pollard goes absolutely crazy. Even when I was watching, I was like, there's no way they win this, right? And they actually do win it. So Pollard does do some crazy things at times.
Yeah. I had another Pollard knock also.
It hyped as well because I think Virat, AB, Gale, I think, like, I don't remember who all of them were coming back. Mm. Yeah. Correct.
Oh, yeah, but it's back to you, Shyam.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right then. So I have just one more pick right now, right? And then the one after this. For now, just one.
You anyway always have just one pick, Shan. You're in the middle.
I wonder if we just go with like a... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. One now and then one another. So I have a crazy innings in mind. There is obviously a lot of Kyron Pollard and all of that. I think we can go with Vaibhav Suryavanshi's 100. Simply because of how audacious that knock was.
That's fair.
And doing it... Like, his first six was... Like, his first thing was a six... Overcovers, right, of Shardul Thakur, if I'm not wrong. Oh, no, that must have been
that's his first
other
ever
game.
Ball.
That, sorry,
that's his first ball.
Yeah, that was his first ever ball, my bad.
Yeah.
Correct. But yeah, this innings was against Gujarat was also so insane because they had a pretty solid bowling attack, right? And the fact that Jos Buttler, I mean, he actually goes on to say that he thinks that this guy is going to be the greatest cricketer ever. Again, it could just be hyperbole, who knows, but the fact that someone who is younger than my younger brother is doing that stuff on the biggest stage. And just, I mean, what do you even do as a bowler? There is absolutely nothing you can do about it. And everybody was awestruck. I remember my mom and dad were also around and they were all just like, what is happening? This is just insane.
That knock and Sunil Narine's hundreds are the ones where I'm like, I watched it, but I can't explain what I've just watched.
Yeah.
Like, it was but so dude, like Weber was a proper batter, right?
Also, I mean, the second 101 of 38 balls on this list.
Yeah.
With Narine, there's an element of luck.
Was it 38 or 37 balls? 38. Yeah, it must have been 38.
He gets out the 38th ball.
I think this was 38.
No, so
he
gets his century of 37 balls. So we...
There's actually another very good innings he plays in the same season versus
Chennai.
That will not
be this. We actually have in top level cricket then a 37 ball century by a teenager who was a teenager. Because there is another 37 ball century where Shahid Afridi started the match at 20 years old and then he was 16 by the time the match ended. So
yeah, as Jared says, the knock was so quick for its arrival. It opened the time portal and made lost years in his age.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, it's my turn.
Oh, dude, you had a point, Warren. So his control percent was actually 53% in that innings. Vaibhav Suryavanshi. Which makes sense. When you're playing that fast, there is bound to be some sort of, you know, luck going your way at times as well. It's very rare to see, you know, a very high control percentage and that fast in innings. Like the Ryan one that we were talking about, that's probably on the other side of the scale. But yeah, still, I think I have to talk about this innings.
Yeah, I think that deserves to be there just for the fact that it was a 14-year-old kid hitting that. I have two picks, right? Okay, one of them...
Yes.
One of them, I'll pick the only sub-50 knock of this. I think the only sub-50 knock that will make it here, which is Andre Russell's...
I know what
48 of 13 balls against RCB again. I mean, I don't know how high it ranks on impact and all that, but it for the impact it had in our minds, it's worth being here. And it is the only, I think, sub-50 knock that sort of qualifies, right? Like, there isn't any other that could make it to a list of greatest IPL knocks apart from this one. I couldn't find any, at least. And it was just...
Yeah, I agree with you.
I mean, if you just look back at it now, they scored... They managed to chase down 49 in the last three overs, which I think Varun has pointed out often, that did it with like 4 or 5 balls to spare. Not even, they didn't even take the full 3 overs to do it. But
yeah,
at this, I was on ball by ball commentary for that match, and at the start of the 18th over with 3 overs left, I said that they need 49 of 3 overs. I think this is beyond Andre Russell also now. And a lot of the KKR fans in the comments were very quick to remind me of that 3 overs later, or 2.1 overs later, that I thought you said it was, you know, beyond Andre Russell. It was just, it sort of, you know, it was pre-impact era opening of the minds to what is possible in a chase when you have a guy like that.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't have thought it's possible. Even with Andre Russell or Kieran Pollard or whoever batting there, you wouldn't have thought it's possible, and he did it. So just for that, I will, you know, go for that one. And I have only one pick left, right?
Yes, sir. We'll just take a quick break, and once we're back, we'll just sort of, we'll finish off his picks.
I once made a pair in a club game, which is almost impossible to do. But I have been obsessed with batting my entire life. And so I put that into my new book, The Art of Batting. Being that I'm not very good at that skill, I decided to talk to other people who were. So I hit up as many contacts as I could just to talk about batting. Rahul Dravid, Brian Lara, AB de Villiers, Kumar Sangakkara, Ross Taylor, Susie Bates, Nasser Hussain, Ian Chappell, and so many, many, many more. I wanted batters to talk about how they and their friends made runs, because that is the art of batting.
And welcome back from the ad break, anyone. Saurabh was just about to finish off his quota. Saurabh, can you continue, please?
Yeah, there are like a ton of innings to pick from. I think I'll just, because I like him so much, I'll just go for that AB de Villiers knock. So I'm picking 2 AB de Villiers innings in my picks. So it is that 89 of 41 versus SRH in 2014. I think that's the match in which he takes Stain for all those runs in the final over. That's just the second time he does that. Which over was it? Yeah, he took 24 runs of the 19th over of Stain. Yeah, 19th over, he took 24. The RCB needed how much? Yeah. They were 128, needed about 27 runs to win in the last two overs, and he took 24 in just Stain's over. And Stain 2014 IPL was a beast. You know, he was really good. I mean, Stain is anyway, I think his IPL numbers are a little bit under the radar. He was a fantastic bowler in the IPL all his years. Yeah. So, so I'm picking that knock. And in that innings, again, the next highest score is Chris Gayle's 27 of 19. And nobody else crosses even 15 in RCB's batting lineup. And AB de Villiers makes 89 from 41 balls, which is, and against a bowling attack of Dale Steyn, Bhuvneshwar Kumar, Ishant Sharma, Irfan Pathan, Karan Sharma, Darren Sammy. There's 3 elite bowlers there in, you know, Steyn, Bhuvi, 2 elite bowlers, Ishant, who was really good also at that time, and then fairly decent backup. I think it is one of the best IPL innings that I have seen. And even though I already have an AB de Villiers knock, I'm happy to take one more. So yeah, AB 89 in 2014, it is to round off my 6.
Yeah, big fan of that knock. I think he was he was brilliant that day, right?
Yeah.
The way he just took it. Mm. And that, I actually think I prefer the first time he took down Stain, because there's a Yorker which he hits versus Stain in 2012.
Over fine leg, right?
Which is ridiculous. Yeah. No, it's not that one. There's
over extra cover.
Shuffles across, hits it over extra cover.
Yes. Yeah. The extra cover one I also remember. Yeah. That was also ridiculous. But I think I just saw the scorecards of both games. I felt this one was more impressive.
Impressive, but I think I prefer that over because of that shot.
That makes sense.
Shayan, so it was your pick now.
Yeah, so I have so far gone for Gayle, Watson, Warner, Yusuf and Vaibhav, right? So I have my last pick. There's a bunch of interesting ones. I mean, there is an AB de Villiers one that I really loved watching back in 2020. Like, I was absolutely pumped after that innings. I remember hyping him up so much after that. But I don't know if I should pick that as the next one.
I have completed our
I think
AB
there is a
far
to play. Yeah, I think we have done too much AB de Villiers and Yusuf Pathan at this point. We should just stop. And we should give some credit to the other guys too. There is actually a bunch of Dhoni innings as well. There are a bunch of Dhoni innings as well that we can always talk about, right? He picked the one where RCB ended up winning by one run, but the one before that, where the chase down a crazy target was also a ridiculous innings for me. But I think that there's obviously a Kyron Pollard innings as well. But the one against Mumbai in particular in 2021, I think that's really right up there. There is one against Punjab as well in 2019.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All of these innings that I've been talking about, there is one innings that I have actually gone and watched in from the stadium, the Jitesh innings from last year, which there is a bias for that as well, that since I've seen that live. But I think I will just stick to being more objective, I guess. I don't know. There is no objectivity. There is no right or wrong answer here. I will just go with Faf du Plessis in 2018, the qualifier one.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely nobody from CSK makes any runs. And he somehow manages to win that game on his own. Like, they were chasing 140. And the next best is Raina's 22 of 13. And Shardul Thakur towards the end makes 15 of 5. But other than that, the scores are 0, 0, 9, 7, 3, 10, 2. Deepak Chahar gets 10 of 6. And Harbhajan was 2 of 9, dude. What was happening? Dhoni was 9 of 18. Bravo was 7 of 11. And again, this tells us about the quality of that Sunrisers bowling attack, right? Back then, very much a bowling team, as I said earlier. And this is the same team that ended up beating again in the final. And it was Shane Watson. But before that, it had to be Faf du Plessis. And I think that was the sort of innings which gained a cult status for Faf in the CSK fan base. That's why I don't know whether you guys came across it or not, but I used to always see these tweets of how Faf du Plessis is better than Evie de Villiers. He is the better South African in the IPL, simply because he has won titles and de Villiers hasn't won anything. Obviously, I would say when Faf also came to RCB, that might have been part of the reason why myself and many other RCB fans at the time, they were not very accepting of Faf, simply because of, you know, all the hype that CSK fans had created around him, and it maybe took a bit of time to, you know, get used to him. And then once you did, I mean, obviously by the time he finished, RCB fans absolutely adored him, right? And I think you, Saurabh, you went to Nepal and you covered the whole thing and you talked about how there is a Faf du Plessis thing there.
No, so, I think...
Yeah, I would say the innings deserves
what,
it.
What this makes sure. me feel good because I look back and I think that I curated my timeline really well because I never saw anyone saying saying Faf du Plessis is better than AB de Villiers. Faf du Plessis is great, but I never saw anyone saying that. So.
Of course, nobody serious is going to believe that, right? But CSK fans, like any fan base, if you take the most cult versions of them, they have some sort of opinions that you will absolutely be like, dude, what are they saying? It makes no sense.
Does that mean you were a cult RCB fan because you got the cult CSK fan side of things? Yeah.
Yeah, could very well be, yeah. And obviously, I mean, back then I was not working for Good Areas or any of them. I might have seen even after Good Areas, I think. I don't know how much of it, but pretty sure I remember, like, especially during peak lockdown times, this used to be like a thing where, and RCB fans would be like, dude, this makes no sense.
But CSK fans that game was absolute cinema, by the way. Like, that Shardul Thakur 19th goal, fucking hell. Like, there was one outside edge, there was one inside edge, and this one he hits right over his head, right? It was absolute cinema.
Yeah. The last pick of the lot.
I have my six done.
With Varun.
I mean, we've covered a lot of great IPL batters. I feel like it's a bit a shame if Viru isn't on this, right?
Yes. I have an innings of Viru.
We're in the Sehwags, 119, 56 versus Deccan Chargers.
That's the one I had. Yeah.
It's, again, like a bit like a lot of these innings in this list. Everyone else was utterly hopeless for Delhi in that game. So
He was very, very single-handed effort. And I think... the Deccan Chargers bowling was also pretty decent, right? Again, Steyn, Ishan Sharma, Dan Christian. Oh, there's a guy called Ishan Malhotra. Amit Mishra was there. Amit Mishra got whacked, but he was there. He was good.
Yeah.
Dumini bowled an over. Bharat Chipli bowled an over.
Yeah. Early IPL, dude, I tell you.
Oh,
I think I remember watching that game live and I was like, fucking hell, this guy's crazy.
He outscored the next highest by 100 plus runs, Varun. Virendra Sehwag, 119. Next highest for Delhi is James Hopes, 17 runs. James Hopes batting at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. James Hopes at number 7, 17 runs. Virendra Sehwag, 119. That's just mental. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the end of all of our picks, right? Okay, so if we just... I'll just read through the picks for all of our audio listeners as well, at the end of it. So I went with MS Dhoni's 84 versus RCB. Brendan McCullum's 158 versus RCB. Yusuf Pathan's 100 versus MI. Saha's 114 versus Punjab. Pollard's 70 versus RCB. And Viru's 119 versus Deccan Chargers. So Shayan went with Chris Gayle's 175 versus Pune, Shane Watson's 117 versus SRH, David Warner's 93 versus Gujarat Lions, Yusuf Pathan's 72 versus Sunrisers Hyderabad, Vaibhav Suryavanshi's 101 versus Gujarat, and Faf's 67 versus Sunrisers Hyderabad. And finally, Saurabh went with Raina's 87 versus Punjab, Kohli's 113 versus Punjab, AB de Villiers' 79 versus Gujarat Lions, David Miller's 101 versus RCB, Russell's 48 versus RCB, and AB de Villiers' 89 versus SRH. Any honorable mentions, gentlemen?
Yeah, many. I think Shayan briefly mentioned that Pollard one, right? In 2019. I think that was another insane one. 80 exactly. odd of 30 odd balls. That was superb. There was one like that
Mumbai
is.
Mumbai 2 in 2021. Yeah. Where he just wins the game out of nowhere.
You mean versus CSK?
Versus CSK.
CSK, yeah, for some reason I have been writing, I even wrote versus MI, I don't know why when I was searching that knock. But yeah, versus CSK in 2021, I think, it was just before the COVID break.
Yes.
So that innings was just like, I mean, ridiculous stuff, honestly speaking. They were chased down some 220 or something like that. And that was completely on him.
One that
I think, speaking of that season, there's a Rutaraj knock versus MI once they come back, which is also very good.
I was just about to talk about that one, man. I don't know if you guys have that. I was like, I don't know if you have that. The first match back was that Rutaraj. He made 88 of 58. And again, they were like some 30 for 5. And he dragged them to 150. And Mumbai Indians end up losing that match. And I think I've spoken about this before, but I always found that match to be a sort of an inflection point in the IPL of that season, because Mumbai Indians, if they win that, they make the playoffs. And if they make the playoffs with that team that they had, who is to, you know, bet against them doing what SRH did in 2016 and winning three on the trot and getting another title? But because they lose that game, which on 99 times out of 100, they will win, they don't make the playoffs that year. So it was Rutaraj Gaikwad who single-handedly, you know, stopped them. And so he's responsible for the parity of 5 titles each.
Agreed.
Otherwise, it would have been 6-4.
I know it's recency, but I was also thinking of Ashutosh's 63 that he did last season, which I really liked. Do you remember versus, I forgot.
Yeah.
Who was
one wicket
win,
right?
LSG.
LSG, yeah. It was a one wicket win.
Which I really enjoyed. There's, I think,
right start of the season.
Abhishek's 141, again, a big knock.
Abhishek's 141.
Which is high volume.
Another one I would say is Rinku Singh scoring 30 in the last over. 48 in that inning, 48
actually,
of 21.
That is the only other.
And there is another Rinku Singh inning, actually, if you guys remember.
Yeah, the one which he lost.
Where he falls short.
Yeah, which,
no,
correct.
There is the, 40 of 15.
Yeah.
They need 61 of 20. And he gets caught. I think Evan Lewis takes a brilliant catch in the last over.
Yes.
And otherwise, he would have won that game for them with Sunil Narine. And I mean, that has to be another innings that we have to talk about, simply because now he has two of them and we didn't talk about Rinku Singh up until now.
Actually, both of those also qualify in the under 50 classics.
Exactly. I'm sure if we look hard, there must be many more innings, dude. Like, I'm telling you, none of this is objective. Like, I am honestly saying, even the 18 we've picked, it is impossible for it to be objective, simply because there is so many factors, so many innings, such a long... It's not like T20 World Cups, right? Where you at least have a few T20 World Cups, a few games. You know which games are the ones that matter the most and all of that sort of stuff. Which games have the most eyeballs. But here, dude, it's really, really hard to work it out. Like, I honestly think there is no
Speak for yourself. I'm perfectly objective in this. Everything has been...
The other innings I like is Gilly's 83, I want to say, or 85. In 2009.
Yeah, in the 2009 really semi-final. Mm-hmm.
Semi-final. Yeah.
Tala also plays a fantastic innings in the other semi-final, by the way.
Yeah.
Magnificent 28 of 30 versus RCB.
28 of 30?
Yeah. Okay. That's
so,
dude.
I remember there was this one innings where Jaisuriya makes 114 of 48.
Yes.
I was watching the highlights of that game very recently. That is another killer innings.
I think that's
I think the same year
is also 48 of 17, right?
From last season also, I had a couple. Jitesh's, you talked about Chayan. And the other one, Jitesh's was second for me from last season. My favorite one was Shreyas Iyer in 87 in the qualifier 2. And that was against an elite attack also. I mean, I still remember him late cutting Jasprit Bumrah for 4 a Yorker, yeah. A late cutting a Jasprit Bumrah Yorker for four. I still can't believe how that shot was conceptualized, let alone executed. So that just for that shot, that innings was the innings of the IPL for me, yeah. Including that, Abhishek's 140.
That got you into the Shreyas cult also. Since no, then that, you have joined that, the cult
that,
of
that,
Shreyas.
That here. Strengthened my Shreyas cult bandwagoning. But yeah. That one, I think, also had a good shout. Jitesh has had a good. Yeah, good.
There is a Rishabh Pant innings in 2018.
Yeah, 128, right? Sunrisers. That was Pant's greatest year.
I don't even think we have started yet, guys. There is a Bisla 2012 final innings, which is obviously ridiculous.
Yeah. I refuse to acknowledge that innings. That final never happened.
There is a Dhoni innings as well. I sent the highlights, ball by ball highlights of that to Varun very recently. Uh-huh. And where Dhoni makes 51 of 20 against Mumbai in the eliminator.
Oh, yes. Oh, so, I was there for that. That was in Bangalore, right?
That. Oh, wow.
He hit.
I don't remember.
He
that,
hit Malinga on the roof with a helicopter shot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Also, that was a very helicopter shot.
Two different shots.
Innings.
No, that's two different shots. He hits.
Okay.
The shot he hits out of the ground is versus someone else. The helicopter is versus Malinga. That's like an 80 or 86.
Fair.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Makes sense.
No, not out of the ground. Also, he hit the roof and came back.
No. That's he hits another six, which goes up out of the roof. That wasn't versus Malinga.
Okay. No, I remember that Malinga six, though. That was, quite something.
That helicopter was really good. Mm. Yeah.
There's a De Villiers innings I was talking about, right? Where he makes 55 against Rajasthan in 2020. I think that is still one of the craziest innings that I have seen live, and I just got really pumped because they were absolutely nowhere in that game. And then I think what Smith does is he gets Jofra Archer to bowl the 20th, not the 19th, and De Villiers absolutely cashes
on. 2020?
Cashes in and
2020, it was in...
he makes 55 of 22.
No, but that was in 2020. UAE. You were there in UAE in 2020.
Yeah, it was in UAE. Yeah.
Okay.
They needed 35 of the last two overs, basically. And I think that's where Steve Smith messed up, if I'm remembering this right.
Okay.
Yeah. That is one innings. There is the KL Rahul fastest 50 back then, I think. Yeah. I don't remember if it was the fastest, but one of the fastest ones.
That time it
was. Comments against Mumbai Indians, probably.
That time it was, yes.
That time it was the fastest. Then Jaiswal.
Comments against Mumbai Indians.
Come. That's I don't know.
I mean, it's. I'm not saying it's one of the greatest innings, but it's one of the fastest. So you can talk about it.
Jaiswal has a few which could have, been candidates.
Yeah, Russell 88 of 36.
There's one where he takes down Hazelwood.
Butler,
right?
Butler has a century where he.
Butler against KKR in 2024, I would say.
In 24, even an unlikely name that could have made the list is Marcus Stoinis against CSK. He made a century in Chennai.
Oh, yeah, that one.
That was also a great one. I mean, I was there for that again, so I'm a bit biased. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Also, I would say another RCB innings that's pretty important for them is the Rajat Patidar innings in the eliminator of 2022.
Yes.
That was a pretty big deal, I think.
That is actually more important than we'll ever know, right? Because that innings ensured that Rajat Patidar would stay an RCB guy.
Yeah.
Otherwise, who knows whether they would have picked him again or not. Yeah. And now he stayed and now he's become the only captain to get them a trophy. So.
Yeah. Exactly. And even in that playoffs, he makes runs again in the next match, I think, against Rajasthan Royals. So, first of all, winning that game and then getting on and just ending up with a good season so that they trust him in the future. I think that really
There's
a best two innings too. Tevatia's fifth knock versus Punjab.
Oh, I had that in the list. I forgot to mention that.
I don't know if it's the greatest, but it's definitely the funniest one I've seen.
It is one of the most ridiculous ones, for sure.
It's one of the most memorable ones, for sure,
Yeah, easily, I think, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
All right, boys, unfortunately, I think we have to call this a day. Because we have another pod to come after this. I had a lot of fun. I think we could keep talking about this for another hour easily.
Yeah,
exactly. I think this is.
But I think we made a good selection.
Yeah,
I think it's a good one.
I also enjoyed just not going completely stats with the Dhoni one. That's a that's definitely my favorite. I don't know. I know it's not the best.
You're allowed to make a couple of,
Yeah, especially after the roasting I'm about to embark on in the next few days. So let's get the good news out of the way.
Guys, we have to, do some more Yusuf Pathan propaganda as well. So
of course.
This is just like a teaser for that. I don't know if this show goes out before or after, whenever those Yusuf Pathan pieces and footmarks and stuff go out. But guys, be prepared that this is a channel which is going to turn into Yusuf Pathan's PR. Yes.
What is this? It's Yusuf. I think it used to be Sehwag, and Yusuf is now our new favorite for the propaganda.
Yeah. He is our new obsession, especially yes. for Varun and I, where we keep talking about the dude all the time.
Yes, it's hilarious.
It's unhealthy, guys.
All right, I think we hope you guys had fun. We'll see you again next time. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Rakshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv. If you make any content, Minbo Pro is the tool for you. Take your long format content and cut it and slice it for social media. This AI-inspired weapon will turn your one piece of work into so many clips. Try Minbo.pro now.